Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Oh, it's Thursday morning, June 11th.
What was that?
6:05. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
It's a serious sigh. Good morning, Tim.
I kind of ran out of air. I think that's what it was. I was just very excited. Talk to our EMCs. Oh, it'll keep going. I'll be here till 10. Mm-hmm. Trust me, there won't be a lot of air lost. Anybody see, we were just talking about literally as that song was winding down. See the unbelievable lightning show that we had last night? I never saw anything like it, I don't think. I couldn't believe it. I was binging a show. We're watching Off Campus. And I said, I gotta pause this thing for a quick second and look outside and see what's going on. It just was relentless last night.
It was, we were driving from baseball practice in Rocky River to Westlake. It wasn't even raining yet. And the lightning was just crazy. My son Noah and I saw it. And then I feel like it just rained for literally the moment we got home till I woke up.
Yeah. We lost power for a fraction of a second. And then thank goodness it stayed on. I know there were thousands of people that lost power yesterday because of that, which is the worst. But it's going to be hot. The heat index is almost 100 degrees today.
Very toasty. Like
it is very toasty. So we have that on the way. Of course, we have Stevie on the socials coming up at 6:40. Let's start off the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
We're playing again.
Of course.
Every day.
That's how we start the show until we get a winner.
That's right. And then we'll probably play again. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
That's all you have to do.
That's it.
Wake up and guess. You wake up and guess. Or head home and guess. Or head to sports and guess. Or whatever it is that you're doing, EMCs. We need one of you to take. Please take a guess. 216-343-1021. Your guess is next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, Jen and Tim.
How are you? Well, we would love your guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. It's not the San Antonio Spurs. We'll let you know that.
I'm going to say Frank Sinatra.
Good guess, not Frank Sinatra.
And also already guessed. Frank Sinatra already guessed. So we do need a new name to continue the list. 216-343-1021. Star 102, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well. We did have a guess of Frank Sinatra for Dead Guy in the Envelope, but he has been guessed. I understand the list is getting longer and longer now, but we would love your guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
How about Walter Cronkite?
Not Walter Cronkite.
Not Walter Cronkite. The game continues tomorrow morning. Dead Guy in an Envelope on Star 102. I really need to do a better job of this, and you do a much better job of this than I do.
Of what?
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. So Izzy and I went to Sam's Club. I live in Mentor. Sam's Club is closer, so we go to Sam's Club, and I'm shopping around. I'm getting different things, and I'm talking to Izzy, my 11-year-old, and I hear I would know that voice anywhere. It's like I looked around and she listens to the Jen and Tim show.
Oh.
I said, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, and we went back and forth and she's talking about, Trump Tui and, is this Izzy? You talk about her on the air. Aww. Just had a really great conversation. Do you think I remember what her name is?
Did you ask what her name was?
I did.
Oh, but you forget.
Because I am the worst with names.
Oh, yeah.
I know I should have put it in my notes app or something to remember that, but whoever I talk to. Dark hair. She has. I can remember the entire story.
That's the best.
And this has been a thing for years. I can remember every single thing that you will tell me. I can remember exactly. I can remember the exact aisle where we're at talking about it, and I will for decades. The name does not stick, and it's just always a bad look. So I'm sorry, but
that's nice to bring it up. That you're right. You know what I do because I'm bad at that too.
Oh.
But even the conversation sometimes, I'll remember the conversation. You're right, but it's not the name. I'll put it in my reminders and add the name. So that way, one, I remember to say hello in the air. And then two, I remember their name. Or like, maybe they have a kid with them or something like that. I love that. Yeah, that's the word. Maybe she's listening right now. She'll call and say hi.
And she had two of the $5 rotisserie chicken. She said she uses those. You can put those in sandwiches or anything. Which I know all about it. And Costco, I think, has the same thing, right? Don't they?
Yes.
Everybody has like the $5
chicken.
That's just fantastic. So, yeah, thank you for listening to the show. I'm a bad human. I'm afraid that I feel bad that I don't remember your name, but it was a very nice conversation. And thank you for listening. We appreciate that.
This is a big day for you, Tim, because Tom Brady adding entrepreneur to his resume.
All right, he did.
Did you buy his new product yet?
The sexy drink?
We've got everything you need to know in 60 seconds.
A little uncomfortable, I said
Yeah, that?
That
was weird.
All right.
Newburgh Heights at 74 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. MetroHealth says no longer maintaining its level 2 pediatric trauma center designation. This is because of fewer pediatric trauma cases, a shortage of pediatric specialists. They say that care will be concentrated at Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital. World Cup kicks off today in Mexico. 48 teams competing across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Krispy Kreme celebrating with soccer-themed donuts. And a deal. Through Sunday, if you buy any dozen, you get a dozen original glaze for $2. Here it is. Tim, get excited. Tom Brady.
This is a Tasty Tuesday. I've ever heard of a Tasty Tuesday. Listen to this.
He's adding entrepreneur to his resume. He has launched a new coconut water brand called Good Nut.
You got to remember that. You've got to go to the store.
I think it'll be hard to forget. Featuring original chocolate and sparkling varieties.
Chocolate sparkle. Chocolate. That sounds horrendous. Unless it's a chocolate milk.
No, I think maybe the chocolate is, there's sparkling, there's chocolate, there's original.
Oh, I misread that. I don't need a sparkly chocolate.
Yeah, sparkly chocolate
like
sounds.
Like a bedazzled chocolate,
feels
I'm good.
Thick. Yeah, I don't love that.
But I don't know. I have to try. Like a chocolate water makes me want to vomit. Chocolate milk I'll drink every day of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's coconut water. So it's all coconut water.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. And it's probably good for you. Does it make me end up looking like Tom Brady?
I don't.
Like, why have that chiseled face?
I don't think they're guaranteeing that.
You think he's sexy, right? Tom Brady?
I think
how good looking is Tom Brady?
Find him sexier than a lot of us.
I just think he's a good looking man.
He is a good looking man.
I don't understand
man.
How you, Steve, you just do
I
not
just think
he's very
like,
good looking.
He's more man sexy than woman sexy. Like, I think there's more like guys love him because he's so great and like his career and all that.
He came in the studio right now. You wouldn't think Tom Brady's hot.
I would think he's hot. I just think you think he's hotter than I do.
He has all of those Super Bowl. He's probably the best quarterback that's ever played.
Of course.
It's Tom Brady.
It's great. It's good. That's great.
Who's hotter than Tom Brady?
To me, there's other, I would make another choice. Like if it was like, oh, who's the hottest guy? I would not pick Tom Brady.
We're going to try this for a Tasty Tuesday. You going to talk some chocolate water?
I don't want chocolate water. I don't want chocolate water.
We don't know we can get this yet either, do we?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
You know what? I should have known better. I should have done a deep dive. I just went light on the story.
If it's Tom Brady or if it is Tom Hanks, I'm very Tom aware. You need to have more information. We will look it up next for all those Tom Brady fans.
I don't know the word.
Not Giselle. She doesn't care about this.
She's moved on. All right. It's 6:27.
A yoga guy. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Getting to Stevie on the socials coming up next. What do we have, Stevie?
So you know how we play Cleveland How Much You Make on Thursdays?
Yes, we're going to play in about a half hour, absolutely.
There's a game, it's not the same, but it's a similar vibe.
Somebody copied off of us again.
What?
We had that happen with Trump Tui, and they continue to play the game twice a day, same premise, over and over and over again. Now somebody's playing Cleveland How Much Do You Make?
It's not Cleveland How Much Do You Make. And it also gets over 600 million views a month.
Oh.
On this said game.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's very popular. Anytime one comes on my feed, I have to like scroll and watch a bunch because it's like a short form video series. That's kind of similar. It's not
I'm
the
excited.
Same
yeah,
concept,
I can't.
But it's similar.
Is it something we could bring to the show?
I mean, it could be a twist, yes. Okay. On How Much You Make if we wanted to switch things up.
Yeah, of course. I'm all about switching things up. Okay, this is next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a creator named Max Klemenko. He started a street game show built entirely for short-form content. So he posted on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. It's called Career Ladder, and these videos go viral often. He averages 600 million views a month. Because once you watch one, you just want to keep watching them. They're so addicting. But he travels around to different cities, and he just has this big ladder, and strangers play the game. And you stand on the ladder with him, and he has exactly 2 minutes to guess what their job is with rapid fire questions, yes or no questions. So it's kind of similar to Cleveland How Much You Make, except flipped. So you don't know the job, but you have to guess what their job is based on yes or no questions. And if he fails to guess correctly in 2 minutes, the guest can walk away and never reveal their job, or they can like secretly tell the camera so the viewers all know, but he doesn't get to know.
It's so funny because we were talking about this before. We're playing around at Cleveland How Much You Make. And if you've never heard the game before, we'll ask you several questions. A lot of them are fun. Stevie actually takes this to heart and is usually the winner. And we ask you what you do. We do ask you what your job is, but we're trying to guess how much you make. So Cleveland, right. How much do you make? It's a fun game. A lot of people play along. But I was talking about that off the air of, I wonder if they gave us, like I said, we could only have 3 questions or something. And we had to guess the job based off of those 3 questions, how tough that would be. So it's a similar vein, and I hadn't seen this.
That would be tough.
That would be so tough. And even if it wasn't limited to 3 questions.
3 per person or 3 total?
Total.
I
just think that sometimes we go a little deep, and it might last a little long. So I thought, oh, I wonder if we can.
Who, us? No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the game starts at 7:10. We're done about 8:30. No, it's not that long. But I was just thinking along those lines, because that's a great idea. I don't know. I think that's fun.
It's a great idea. I do have one concern, though. Did you say they both stand on the ladder?
Yeah, on the opposite. It's like a 2-sided ladder.
Like it's a flat ladder? Like it's not going up?
Like an A ladder, right?
Like, yes.
Like I see. Okay, gotcha. I was very confused. And like I'm like, it feels unsafe that this man is traveling with a ladder and 2 people are climbing up it.
That's the takeaway.
That was my takeaway the whole thing. I was like,
and if he doesn't guess, you get pushed off the ladder.
Yeah.
She didn't mention that part.
I don't love that part.
Like it's how many views? Did you mention?
It says they average 600 million views a month.
That's unbelievable. That is a good idea. That's a fun idea. Stevie on the socials on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We'll get to the game. The Stevie dominates. Cleveland, how much do you make? We'll ask you some questions about your job. We will try to guess within $5,000 of what your base salary is. But Stevie, and now when I listen back, of course, you know, you listen back to certain things. The show, we podcast the entire show and that type of thing. And I listen to the questions that are asked. And I did this relatively recently. And Jen and I will talk about where you shop and did you go on a cruise.
Those are relevant questions.
It does not really.
Where are you shopping? That, like, what's your budget? Those kind of things help.
I get that.
Could help. Doesn't always.
But we go through the entire
thing. Doesn't ever for Tim and I. But
we've played this game how many times? It's been several times. Have you ever asked if it's a full-time job?
I don't think I've ever asked that.
Stevie, is it a full-time job? How long have you been there?
Right.
How much schooling do
What's
you
your
do?
Education?
You and I
yeah,
are like,
right.
What shoes are you wearing?
Right. Yeah, we're not great at
They're
it.
They're all helpful.
I know it could be some type of a towel, but clearly for you and I, it's usually not.
Well, yeah. I keep thinking, yeah, these are great questions from us. They're unique, and it talks about budget, but then you and I never win the game.
No,
so.
We don't.
Yeah,
if you were a midget, where would you fly? We got to stop asking those questions.
Those are not really
helping.
It does
not help.
That one really would not help.
It would, no.
Not at all. So more, well, actually, it depends. Maybe they would fly to a fancy city, and then that would indicate.
There you go.
That could just be like a dream life. Might not be an
You're right. You're right.
We play at 7:10. I'm going to ask that person.
Please
if you were a 24-hour midget, where would you go?
Don't ask them that.
Yeah, I'm curious to know the answer.
No. All right. I feel like you really are. All right, more parking changes coming to Hopkins. If you're flying soon, they're getting fancy. You don't want to miss this in 60 seconds. Newburgh Heights, our star city at 74 degrees. These are the 3 things you need to know today. It was a record comeback for the Knicks last night against the San Antonio Spurs. Game 4 of the NBA Finals, they overcame a 29-point deficit to win by 1 point. Celebrity row stacked as well. Taylor Swift, Mariska Hargitay, Michael J. Fox, Ben Stiller, and Adam Sandler were all there.
Ben Dumbstiller.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I don't want to call him that because I like Ben Stiller. And, you know, there's the Odyssey app. What if he's listening? I don't want to call him Ben Dumbstiller.
Apparently, he's doing a documentary about this series, like on his self. Did you see that? On his
phone? That's why he's like taking a lot of video and stuff while he's there.
I like to see that. I mean, this is, but once again, Knicks, they don't bother me. They haven't won in 53 years. I'm sure this is an amazing ride for them. I mean, we got to take the ride in 2016. There was nothing like it. And, I mean, I would watch that. How do you, I mean, I went to sleep. There's no way the Spurs lost a game. Like, how do you, you're 29 points up in the second half and they lost by 1, as you mentioned. Like, it's, talk about a team of destiny, whether you like them or not. I mean, I just think they're getting it done.
Well, Timothy Chalamet.
You told me you're sporty.
Well, yeah. More changes coming to parking at Hopkins. If you like parking close to the terminal, plan ahead because now the red lot is reservation only. It's been renamed the premium reserved red lot. The corpse flower about to bloom at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. This is the flower that has a rotten smell for 24 to 48 hours when it finally blooms. Why do we all want to see this? And I'm kind of curious. It's like, why do you want to go smell a bad smell? For some reason, I do too. Thousands of people expected to come see it. They moved it outside near the Rhino Reserve. By the way, this flower first arrived at the zoo as a seedling in 1994. It has bloomed only 5 times in more than 30 years.
Actually, I just got back when I went to the eye doctor yesterday.
And you just got back now?
Yeah, just
Why?
Before the show. Because it was a bright day and I had my eyes numbed and also dilated.
Numbed? What does a numb eye feel like?
Can you feel
yourself blink?
Let me tell you what happened yesterday. I was going to say, actually, Apex Skin was located just about
Oh, sorry.
Next
I didn't mean I got thrown by the numb eye. Apex Skin, they're great. I go there all the time. I love them. You
I almost
love
went
them
in,
too.
But I couldn't see the door after my eyes were dilated.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it really that bad?
Yes, it's always that bad.
What is a numb eye?
They put drops in. I have to get a procedure on the eyes, which this is like, I always call like the super eye doctors who I had to go to
right.
yesterday is
the
my,
fancy techni- one.
My
right.
technical term. So when they put the numbing drops in, instead of the puff of air to check the pressure, you know, a glaucoma test, they touch
what
your eyeball
with what?
I don't know, some type of like pen looking contraption. I believe
a pen in the eyeball.
Like I have my contacts. I can't see anything, and they're just like, we're just going to take instead of the puff of air.
They hit your eyeball with a pen.
Let's go to the lefty.
No.
That's a light tap. You can't
Did it
feel
hurt?
It. Your eyes numb. No, it's numb.
Your eyes numb. I don't. To have
Would you rather
someone,
the puff of air or would you have a numbing drop in a...
I will take the puff of air. It's not
right
that bad.
Right to the side.
I cannot imagine having a numb eyeball, let alone then having a pen jab into it whilst that, like feeling the pressure, but not... Like I assume you feel the pressure, but you can't feel the
it's
touch.
It's like a gentle touch. And then I try to fill out the paper. I can't see the paper.
You can't see the paper.
I say, hey, I'm going to need you to fill out the paperwork for a certain reason. I said, I'm going to... If you gave me $100,000 right now, I could not fill out this paperwork. I can't see. My eyes are dilated. Jen, who has, I don't know, like she should be a Marvel character because nothing bothers her. I should have brought my co-host to fill the paperwork out because she can
First
have her eyes dilated and it doesn't bother her at all. Me, I'm crawling to my car yesterday. I put on 3 pairs of sunglasses to drive home.
First
and you
of all,
you are fine.
Why?
How is it fine?
Are you crawling to your car? You told me you were supposed to have a ride. Why didn't you have a ride? I offered to drive there for you yesterday.
I don't remember that. You don't come
you
to the east
side.
You are
such a liar. I said I would come take you home because you really convinced me.
3 pairs of
you
sunglasses.
You needed a ride. You're wearing 3 pairs of sunglasses. You can't drive home. I told you I would come get you. You said no. And you drove yourself home when you can't see. Feels unsafe. How long were your eyes numb for?
They still are.
They are not.
Here, grab your pen.
I jab you in the eye. Can you imagine? Let's try this.
I actually could imagine that. Please don't do that.
I could too.
So it was a day.
I know.
Now, I didn't even want to go down that path. I was just going to say Apex Skin was right there.
That's awesome.
And give them props. We appreciate them about it.
They're
the
show. Wonderful.
You've talked about them for years. That's all I was trying to say.
I just, you really, there's a lot going on with your eyes. And I feel like you tend to exaggerate a little bit.
That wasn't exaggerated.
Not this, though.
Not this.
You crawled to your car with 3 pairs.
If anybody saw me.
You crawled to your car with 3 pairs
no,
of sunglasses
that's silly.
On.
I didn't remember to bring sunglasses in. So I had to crawl to get to the car, to get to the sunglasses.
You crawled to your car.
Yep.
You're saying that's true.
I am just fabricating a bit.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad your eyes are back to normal today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A record comeback in the NBA Finals last night.
Couldn't see it.
In case you missed it.
I did.
Like Tim, and your eyes were numb. That's in 60 seconds. Newburgh Heights at 76 degrees. That's our Star City. These are the three things you need to know this morning. Record comeback for the Knicks last night against the San Antonio Spurs. In game 4 of the NBA Finals, overcoming a 29-point deficit to win by 1 point. The 2026 FIFA World Cup kicks off today in Mexico, marking the start of the biggest World Cup ever, with 48 teams competing across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And if you missed the giant big boy steam locomotive this week, well, you can watch a video of it on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page, but it is coming back in July. It'll travel through Ashtabula Lake and Cuyahoga counties before reaching Rocky River, where it will make a whistle stop from 1 to 1:30 p.m.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We are playing a round of Cleveland. How much do you make? So let's start with, what do you do?
I'm a ship captain.
Ship captain?
Oh.
Wow. Like a ship on the water? Lake. Like a captain of a boat?
Yep, on the Great Lake.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you on the water right now?
I am not.
That'd be amazing. Calling in, listen to the Jen and Tim Show on the boat. That's great. Is it a well-known boat in the area?
It comes to Lake Erie, but it's all over the Great Lakes.
So it's like a cargo ship?
Yes, cargo.
How do you get through the east? Do you have to...
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah, I used to live on the West Bank, as did sorry, on the East Bank, as did Stevie. And I would watch some of these ships go through there at a very, very slow pace and hit nothing. And I don't understand how that works. Is that, you know, steer the boat there, or is it just you stay on the lake, you come to port, then you head back out?
No, we do come to the Cuyahoga, and speed kills. You want to go as slow as possible.
I am so impressed. I've watched that over and over again. That is the most impressive thing.
I saw a POV of it, and it looked horrible.
That's amazing. Is it difficult to do that?
It is. But like I said, the slower you go, the better you do, and you just take your time and... don't get in a hurry.
So you've been a ship captain for how long?
15 years.
Are you away a lot? Like, when you're on the ship, are you, like, gone for 4 days and then back? Do you have time off? Like, how does your schedule work?
It works a month on, a month off.
Questions are in. Do you have a guess? If you're listening and playing along, maybe your guess is better than ours. We'll find out how much he makes on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show right in the middle of a round of Cleveland, how much do you make? We're trying to figure out base salary. This is what he does.
I'm a ship captain.
I love this, so we should get to our guesses. I'm going to guess $100,000.
I'm going to go crazy and go 150.
I'm going to go right in between and say 125.
Okay. How much do you make?
180.
Whoa! Stevie, who's the closest? Well deserved.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for playing Cleveland. How much do you make today? It's Star 102. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.